The Stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how Arjun fought and defeated the mighty Kauravas on behalf of Prince Uttar and won back the cattle of King Virat. After defeating the Kauravas, Arjun and Uttar took their chariot back to the cemetery near the cremation ground. Once again, Arjun tied up his weapons in a bundle and hung them from one of the top branches of the tree. Before entering the city, Arjun said, "Uttar, your horses are tired. Let them drink water and rest a while. We will arrive at the palace during sunset. In the meantime, you send someone as your messenger and let your father know of your victory. He should prepare for a grand welcome." Uttar agreed. Arjun changed back to his disguise as Brihannala and said, "Prince, when we go back to the palace, do not let your father know of our true identity. The shock may be too much for your father to bear. For now, tell him that you have defeated the Kauravas on your own." Uttar knelt in front of Arjun and said, "O great warrior, no other person on earth could defeat the mighty Kauravas except you. However, your wish is my command. I won't reveal to the king the truth of this battle." When King Virat returned from the battlefield after defeating the Trigartha army, he was given the news that his son Uttar went to fight the Kauravas alone with Brihannala as his charioteer. Shocked and scared, Virat called his army generals and said, "Go and find out if my son is still alive. With that eunuch Brihannala driving his chariot, Uttar has no chance of surviving the might of the Kauravas." Yudhishthir smiled and said, "King Virat, don't worry about your son. With Brihannala as his charioteer, rest assured, Uttar would defeat the Kauravas and bring back your cattle." Virat was not convinced. He said, "Never mind what Kanka says. Go to the battlefield and help Uttar if he's still alive." However, before the generals could leave the court, the messengers arrived and delivered the good news. King Virat jumped up from his throne in joy. He called his men and said, "Did you hear the news? My son Uttar has defeated the mighty Kauravas. Indomitable Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Kripa all fell in front of my son's arrows. Arrange for a grand welcome party. Decorate the streets with flowers and flags. Let the royal band play the victory song. Let the royal dancers welcome my son with their performance." He then turned to Yudhishthir and said, "Kanka, I'm so happy. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate by playing a round of dice." Yudhishthir said, "King Virat, it is said that an excited person should avoid playing the dice. The excitement can blur one's judgment and result in a disaster. You know how Yudhishthir, in his excitement, lost everything in a game of dice. However, if you insist, I will play with you." Virat said, "Don't worry, Kanka. I'm excited, but I'm still in my senses. Let's play while we wait for my victorious son's arrival." Yudhishthir fetched the board and set it up to play the game. While playing, Virat said, Kanka, I still can't believe that my boy Uttar has defeated the Kaurava giants. Yudhishthir set the dice pieces and said, I don't find it hard to believe. After all, Brihannala was his charioteer. Virat wasn't pleased with Yudhishthir's reply. With a big frown, he said, How dare you compare my son with the eunuch? You think that eunuch Brihannala could fight a great warrior like Bhishma? You insult me with such a despicable comparison. As you are my friend, I pardon you. But never again say such a horrible thing to me. Yudhishthir gently rolled the dice on the board and said, O king, please don't be upset. Trust me, Brihannala is the best person to fight the indomitable Kaurava warriors like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Kripa, and others. No other living being could defeat them, not even the gods. Virat was furious. I warn you one more time. Stop praising Brihannala, else you will be punished for your insolent behavior. Yudhishthir looked at Virat, smiled and said, I have only said the truth. Virat couldn't take it anymore. He picked up the dice pieces and threw them at Yudhishthir. The hard ivory pieces hit Yudhishthir's face and his nose began to bleed. Yudhishthir covered his nose with his palm and looked at Draupadi. Draupadi ran inside and brought a bowl of water and held it under Yudhishthir's face. Blood dripped from his nose and the water turned red. Just then, the guard announced the arrival of Prince Uttar at the gate. Arjun once vowed that if anybody dared to spill Yudhishthir's blood anywhere other than a battlefield, he'd kill the assailant immediately. Yudhishthir knew if Arjun saw his bloody nose, Virat would be dead. So he called the guard and said, Don't allow Brihannala to come to the court. Bring only Prince Uttar. Uttar entered the court and was flabbergasted to see Yudhishthir on the floor with his bloody nose and Draupadi tending to his wound. Anxious, he asked, Father, who did this horrible thing to Kanka? Virat wasn't happy to see his son's concern for Kanka. With a scornful voice, he said, I punished him for disobeying my orders. He is lucky that I haven't executed him for insulting me in my court. When I was praising your gallant victory, this audacious man kept on praising the eunuch. Uttar was shocked. He knew his father has insulted the great Pandava Yudhishthir. With folded palms, he said, Father, you have committed a grave sin. Kneel down before this Brahmin and ask for his forgiveness, else his wrath would destroy us all. Uttar's urgent plea scared Virat. With folded palms, he said, Kanka, I don't know what came upon me. I lost my temper. Please forgive me for my barbaric behavior. By then, Yudhishthir's nosebleed was controlled. He lifted his head and with a faint smile, he said, I'm not angry at you, my friend. I have already pardoned you. Else, if my blood had touched the ground, you and your kingdom would have been destroyed. I'd like to request you to welcome Prince Uttar's charioteer, Brihannala, to the court. Arjun entered the court, disguised as Brihannala, and paid his respects to the king and Yudhishthir. Virat called Uttar to his side and said, My son, I am proud to be your father. I am amazed how you could defeat the mighty Kauravas and win back our cattle. Tell us, how did you conquer Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Kripa, and the others? Uttar felt embarrassed to be praised in front of Arjun and the other Pandavas. Arjun looked at him and with a gentle nod reminded Uttar of his promise. But Uttar couldn't accept the undue glory either. He turned to the court and said, "To tell you the truth, I didn't defeat the Kauravas. Neither did I win back our cattle. Rather, I was scared and I was about to flee the battlefield." Suddenly, a man appeared from the heavens. The dark and handsome man was carrying a strange bow and several other weapons. He mounted my chariot and asked me to head back towards the Kauravas. And then this amazing man fought the Kaurava giants like a fierce lion. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Kripa, nobody could counter his brutal attack. They all fell to the ground unconscious. He then asked me to go and collect their costumes for Uttara. The excited King Virat asked, "Where is this gallant warrior? I would like to meet him and express my gratitude." Uttar glanced at Arjun and said, "Unfortunately, soon after the battle, the man disappeared. However, he promised he'd come back soon. Maybe in a day or two." Three days later, the Pandavas woke up early and took their bath in the river. They said their prayers and then arrived in the court of Virat, dressed in white silk. It was early in the morning and King Virat was yet to appear in his court. Bhim and Arjun led Yudhishthir to the throne. Yudhishthir sat down on Virat's throne while Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev and Draupadi sat next to him. When Virat arrived in his court and saw Yudhishthir on his throne, he was furious. "Kanka, how dare you sit on my throne? Did you forget that you are only a servant?" Arjun laughed and said, "King Virat, this man, whom you know as your friend Kanka, deserves to sit on Lord Indra's throne. He is Dharma reincarnated. He is regarded as the ascetic emperor of the world and he always speaks the truth. He is the ruler of the earth, the great Pandava, Yudhishthir. Don't you think he deserves to sit on your throne?" Virat couldn't believe his ears. He asked, "That is impossible. I heard the Pandavas have vanished after their defeat in the game of dice. We assumed they were dead. If Kanka is Yudhishthir, then where are the other Pandava brothers, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul and Sahadev? Where is their wife, Queen Draupadi?" Arjun said, "We are the Pandavas and we have been hiding in your palace to fulfill our obligation to Duryodhan. I have already introduced you to Yudhishthir. The giant sitting next to Yudhishthir, whom you know as Ballav the cook, is none other than Bhimsen. Next to him is Nakul, who looked after your horses as Granthik. And the man next to him is not Tantipal, but the fifth Pandava, Sahadev. The lady whom you know as Sairindhri is our wife, Draupadi, and I am Arjun. I disguised myself as Brihannala, the eunuch dancer." Virat was stunned to hear this. Uttar came up to his father and said, "Father, the divine man who fought the Kauravas and defeated Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Kripa and others was none other than Arjun. He is the person who won back our cattle and restored our glory. It was because of the Pandavas we could defeat Susharma and his Trigartha army. We should be ever grateful to these mighty men." Virat, with folded palms and tears in his eyes, said, "Yudhishthir, pardon me for my behavior. Several times I have been rude to you. treated you like an ordinary servant. But you've always been kind to me, helped me at my time of distress. How can I ever make up for my ill behavior? My kingdom, my wealth, my army, everything is yours. Yudhishthir said, King Virat, you provided us with shelter and protection when we needed the most. We are thankful to you. Virat then looked at Arjun and said, Arjun, I don't know how to thank you. You have saved us from the wrath of the mighty Kauravas. It is because of you my son Uttar lives today. I wish to offer you my daughter Uttara's hand in marriage. Please accept her as your bride. Arjun said, King Virat, I am honored that you consider me to be worthy of your son-in-law. However, I cannot accept Uttara as my bride. Why not? Don't you think Uttara is worthy to be your bride? Quite the contrary, said Arjun. However, Uttara has been my student for the last 1 year. I have taught her music and dance. I cannot marry my student. She is like my daughter. But if you agree, I'd like to accept her in our family as a daughter-in-law, as my son Abhimanyu's bride. Abhimanyu has grown up to be a fine young man and he's a skilled warrior. He'd be the perfect husband for Uttara. Virat had no reason to decline the proposal. He asked his men to prepare for the grand wedding. The Pandavas moved to the city of Upaplabhya and sent out invitations to their family members. Krishna, along with Balaram, Satyaki and Subhadra, arrived to attend the wedding. From Panchal came King Drupad, the 5 sons of Draupadi, along with Shikhandi and Drishtadumna. With great pomp and grandeur, King Virat arranged Uttara and Abhimanyu's wedding. Sumptuous meals of meat, vegetables and sweets were served to the guests, along with a variety of wine and other drinks. Musicians and performers entertained the guests. Krishna himself supervised the marriage ceremony. As the festivities continued, Yudhishthir was in deep thought. The time has come to claim back the throne of Indraprastha from Duryodhan. Duryodhan won't give in so easy. His recent defeat in the hands of Arjun must have made him mad with anger. Yudhishthir watched Krishna bless the newlywed couple in the marriage altar and thought, Krishna would be the best person to resolve this issue. At that moment, Krishna turned to him and smiled. Krishna's reassuring smile melted away Yudhishthir's anxiety. He was at peace.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.